Welcome to the show, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Braden Gall, Corey Curtis, News 2 Sports Director. Thank you guys out there in Nashville for joining us here on your morning drive to work. Chase McCabe, of course, producing. We've got Intern of Smooth back there hanging out doing the intern stuff, whatever it is that interns do on a radio show. Corey, you can follow him on Twitter, at Corey Curtis 2. Rick Bird joining us here, the head coach of your Belmont Bruins, still sitting in first place of the OVC, one game up on Murray State after a couple of big wins over the weekend on the road, coach, against Eastern Kentucky and Morehead State last weekend. How you doing, coach? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
So what did you learn about your team? Again, I feel like I've talked to you a lot this year where you're coming off like 30-point wins and 18-point wins. And after so many of those, is there anything to learn, or do you learn every day? Maybe explain that process to me as a coach.
I think you're imagining some of those 30-point wins. We did have one last Thursday at Eastern Kentucky, and we just came out and made everything early and jumped on top of them, and they're struggling a little bit, and that's not a good formula for a team that's struggling when the other team's making everything. The Morehead State game Saturday was much more competitive there. Both those teams are at the bottom of the conference, but Morehead State has lost four games, four one-possession games, and they've lost, I think, 8 of their 10 losses are single-digit losses. They're very competitive and plenty good, and that was a good win for us. As far as learning about a team, I thought the Morehead State win was an interesting way to go about it. They were determined to keep us from making threes, and I thought our guys did a good job of finding other ways to score. Dylan Winner didn't make a three. Austin Luke didn't make a three. Amanze Ekekeza only made one. Not the formula we usually would have to score a lot of points. So it was good to see Kevin McClain have a big night. Tyler Haddon did some really good things. Just some guys that Nick Hopkins made three threes. You know, not the guys that are probably all conference guys this year, but it's important that everybody contribute and that everybody, that someone every night has a big night. I mean, it was a big night for Kevin. So it was a good week. Two good wins. Anytime you're on the road, it's good.
Coach, we talked about the importance of March in your league, but I think with the double bye in the OVC, it does put a priority on the regular season and achieving in the regular season, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not a big fan of the double bye. I think it's not necessarily about that part of it. That part's pretty good, but I think that when you have, you're going to have ties in a conference, and when ties start to turn in, if you have to win only two games versus three for a team in the same division, and maybe even only two games for a team, it has to go. So you tie for second, third, fourth, and fifth, and somebody's going to have to win two, and somebody's going to have to win four, and they hit the same record. You know, we have lost our first round game as the league champion the last 2 years, and it's the team that beats you or that plays you played the night before on the in the facility. You haven't played in a week now. I would rather have the 18, 8 place 1, 2 place 7 kind of thing, and have a 3-game tournament for everybody.
Rick Bird joining us here, of course. Belmont over the weekend will take on Tennessee State, of course, here in Nashville, coming up on Thursday evening at 7:30. Coach, you and I have talked off the air a couple of different times about analytics and just sort of the role it's played in the game. And then last week we talked a little bit about your former tape study and statistics study back when you got started and how different it is and how it's changed with technology. Why are you such a big believer in analytics, and you know, why do you think that you sort of got on that train ahead of the curve?
I don't know how much ahead of the curve I am. I just think it's always made sense to try to take what you can out of statistics and evaluate them in a way that helps you determine really who played better. And I've used rebounding as an example for a long time. Somebody was saying, you know, this team out rebound, you know, we got out rebounded 30-22 today. Well, they may have got 30 because we missed a whole bunch of shots, and they didn't. And the defensive team is going to get 2/3 of the rebounds on average. And I also think it's you know, just points per game. I mean, if it takes a guy 20 shots to get 20 points per game, and it takes another guy 10 shots to get 15 points a game, the other guy's more efficient offensively, and you should be using him more. So, you know, this the old-fashioned points per game. And the same thing goes on with team stats. I see, you know, this team's leading the country in defense because they hold teams to 53 points a game. Well, they may be the slowest team in the country offensively, and there's not nearly as many possessions, and the other team's not going to score. Doesn't mean they're not a good defensive team. I'm sure they are, but it's not the best way to determine it. The best way to determine it is points per possession that your defense gives up, or points per possession that you score is the best offensive team.
Rick Bird joining us here. Big fan of points per possession. I'm a big fan of that one, too. Belmont takes on both the women and the men, take on Tennessee State across town, 5:30 and 7:30. Tickets are just $12. You can get them there. There's a couple of links there at the Belmont Twitter account, at BelmontMBB on Twitter. Coach, you know, Dana Ford and TSU, they're up over 500 in conference play. What have you seen from that team and how they've developed?
Well, they're probably a team that from the beginning of conference play to this point that just improved the most. I think it's the best offensive team Dana's had, and not saying they're not good defensively because numbers prove otherwise, but they've always been good defensively. This team's got good weapons in different places. He's doing a lot of different things offensively. The team plays together. They spread the shots. And so they're a tough team to defend, and I think they're playing with confidence. Never easy to play on the road, certainly never easy to play there.
It's important to have that game be a big game in this city.
Yeah, I think that it would be for sure. I mean, if the years back in the NAIA days when us and Lipscomb and Tribeca were fighting for first place, when us and Lipscomb were fighting for, and 1 year we tied, actually 2 years we tied as conference champions. One was a four-way tie, but the other one was just between the two of us. Then those games were big and huge and covered and mattered, and so I think this would be a great rivalry when we're playing for that. And they've been there before. They dropped back a year or two, and now they're back up to where they're going to be a contender to win this tournament in March or in February.
Coach, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk next week. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. See you.
Absolutely there. The Tennessee State Belmont games, that could be some fun this weekend. Thursday night. So check that out. Thursday night, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game. That's a good little crosstown rivalry there.
You know, and Rick Bird's a great coach. But Dana Ford, a really good young coach. He kind of hit on it. He has improved that team as much as anybody in the league in this period. And they're, not every job is the same. That's a tough job, and he's doing a great job over there.
It is a very tough job. There's no question about that. So, also some college basketball news around the country, and I think one of the biggest games in college basketball last night involved the Kentucky Wildcats and the Tennessee Volunteers. I think I'm going to ask you guys a question about Tennessee Vols and their fandom right now and what last night would have meant to them. I think you could argue it's as sweet as it gets for Tennessee fans right now. So we'll discuss how deep this team can go, and we'll get into the big win last night for Tennessee over Kentucky. We'll do that when we come back right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Corey Curtis and Braden Gall. And I want to remind you guys know that I switched to Xfinity, so I'm not using the other guys anymore. Most families have lots of different needs, different times of the day, different rooms of the house, and many of those needs overlap when it comes to our entertainment needs. And this is why Xfinity has the X1 Cloud DVR system and the Xfinity Stream app as well. The X1 Cloud DVR allows you to stream your DVR recordings to your mobile devices and computers while connected to any Wi-Fi or mobile network. For example, when I steal the television for my wife to watch the Preds tonight, or perhaps college hoops on the weekends when they start taking over here pretty soon. My wife will take her iPad. She'll go out to the patio if the weather's nice. She'll go up to the bedroom where we don't have a TV so she can keep up with her favorite programming anywhere in the house at any time when I steal the television. And again, it works on any Wi-Fi or mobile network. So if I'm out and about, I won't miss any of the action while I'm out, when I'm not around a TV. The X1 Cloud DVR and Xfinity Stream app are just two of the ways Xfinity is offering users the most convenient ways to consume their favorite content. Get started with Xfinity Internet and Television today for just $59.99 a month for 12 months. You get the X1 Cloud DVR, you get the Xfinity Stream app, you get the X1 Voice Remote, you get all that good stuff. Again, $59.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends 2/28/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.